on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Snarly, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And this time we're going to go to Madison, Wisconsin. Judge Valerie Bailey Wren, good judge whom I know, has issued a decision in the Gableman-Voss case. You know, I don't know why I continue to have to even utter the name Gableman. Horses whinny in the stables whenever I say Gableman, but we have to mention him now. These were cases, there's three of them still pending, by the way, in which we're paying legal fees, taxpayers, but this particular one had to do with open records. Gableman routinely, apparently, destroyed records. And even when they were subject to open records requests, said, well, probably not important. The guy apparently operated without writing. I mean, you know, there was an empire, the Incas. This goes back, I don't know, 1,000, 1,500 years. The Incas conducted an empire in South America, Peru and that area. And it was a fairly complex empire, and they did not have writing. They hadn't invented writing, hadn't heard about writing. But that's a very, very weak defense. For instance, when a company tries to explain to the SEC why they have no records of their securities fraud. I'll give you an example. You can't just say, well, the Incas did it. Well, yeah, the Incas did it 1,500 years ago. Look. Well, Gableman apparently did it. He was able to bill, you know, it's over $1 million in taxpayer money, and he did it without writing. What's going on here? Well, Val Bailey Wren didn't fall for that. And she said that he did all these things, and there was no election fraud. He himself has said that there's nothing there. And she said, he violated the open records laws and awarded $98,000. This just came in legal fees to American Oversight, which is a reform group that brought the action to get the documents that disappeared. They vamoosed. They vamoosed. Sort of like what Trump did. Trump actually ate one or two. Somebody walked by his office and said he'd munch on them like it was a small piece of paper. Munch on it. Some he flushed down the toilet, and the rest he stole and took to Mar-a-Lago. These are secret documents, and somehow what? We haven't gotten them back, and they're going after Hillary Clinton on using her server for emails, and Trump actually steals the documents and takes them down there. Well, in this case, Gableman, they just disappeared. 98 grand. And American Oversight asked for punitive damages. Now, the law on punitive damages, after it was a case involving Mercedes-Benz down in Alabama, the U.S. Supreme Court said, well, punitive damages have to have some relation to actual damages. So if there's 98 grand in legal fees, you can't give 98 billion in punitive damages, but some multiplier of 98 grand you should be able to. Maybe 1, 2, 3 multiplier of 98 grand. But Val Bailey Wren said, look, in this case, Gableman and Voss are having the taxpayers pay my award of legal fees to you. So it wouldn't be right to assess punitive damages as well if the taxpayers are going to pay for it. Now, a judge can order that the taxpayers not pay for it, and it has to come out of Voss and Gableman personally. She did not do that. She's a good judge. I defer to her on that. And she may have thought, well, 98 grand's a lot of money, and it's legal fees. And if they have the taxpayer pay the other in contravention of my order, we'll have another trial. And the taxpayers will pay for that, too. So let's cut this thing off. And I think that's what she probably did. But Voss says, that's fine. The taxpayers will pay the 98 grand. It was 98 grand. I mean, really? Did you pay 98 grand in state income taxes last year? Have you paid 98 grand in state income taxes your entire life? Do you know anybody who paid 98 grand in state taxes last year? That just went out the window in legal fees to this oversight reform group because Gableman and Voss had deep sex records. They've already billed over $1 million to look for something that isn't there. And they didn't even look very hard. You remember initially, and by the way, there are three more cases pending. And Voss and Gableman are still trying to throw the mayor of Madison and Green Bay in jail. I think they were afraid to throw the mayor of Milwaukee in jail when it was Tom Barrett. And now Cavalier Johnson is getting very high marks for good performance. And they don't want to look bad politically. But they figure, yeah, Green Bay, Madison, what the hell, throw them in jail. You're paying for that. You're paying for the attempt to throw it in jail. You're paying 98 grand, which was a penalty. That was the penalty because they deep six records. The three more cases you're paying for. You're paying for the defense to ethics charges, or ethics complaints, I should say, against Gableman for mocking the judge and a female opposing counsel. Why are we doing this? Why are we doing this? 98 grand's a lot of money. $1 million is a lot of money. 2 million's even more money. Originally, the deal was he was going to get 44 grand, Gableman, then 676. Now there's no limit to it. It's going to go beyond this election. Voss did this. The gerrymandered legislature did this. Going to the lines, Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Well, if they tried to pull this, they tried to use Inca as an example of not having a written language. Well, they had their system of knots, which is actually kind of some kind of record-keeping system. And actually, apparently, a storytelling system as well. That because if you got a bundle of goods from the Inca, I mean, it had a knotted cord on it, and they could tell what was in it by reading the knots. But I mean, the knot heads that are trying to Republican Party now, I mean, they're trying to pull this. Say, well, you know, I don't know about records. It's just utter nonsense that they think, well, we didn't need to keep records, or we didn't, you know, that, and we destroyed these records. Robin Voss should be well aware of open records and requirements for that, because they were all over state employees back when Act 10 passed. If state employees were supposed to maintain any records of emails they got from this, that, and the other thing, or if they tried to send something off with using their email to union officials, you know, over Act 10, that they, you know, the Republicans would come down on both feet of them for that. I mean, so it's just utter nonsense. I mean, that, and there should be, and the judge should have said, no, this is not coming out of the taxpayers' fund. It's coming out of Gableman's hide, and it's coming out of Robin Voss's hide, or the Republican Party's hide, because it was a Republican Party service that they were doing for this fraudulent audit they were supposedly doing. And they didn't do any audit. They didn't find anything. I mean, Gableman sat on his ass in a library studying how the state elections work in Wisconsin. I mean, it is just utterly ridiculous that the taxpayers are paying for this, and but the judge made the right decision saying that, you know, pinning their ears back. But I mean, the taxpayers should not be paying it. It should be for the Republican Party and for the guy who claims to be inspiration point that, you know, posits things, oh, you know, that this is stupid when you say something like this. Well, point, I mean, that if you had any real courage at all, you'd be using your right name when you're posting stuff on the Devil's Advocate site rather than sniping behind your daddy's favorite spot, which is kind of pirated from the show Happy Days, the makeout spot on Happy Days. So,
well, Mark, you're hitting some very good points. I don't know why I'm laughing. You know, $1 million is a lot of money, 98 grand. I think you're right. I think that the order very well could have been, all right, Voss and Gableman, you each have to pay half of 98 grand. Now, they would have appealed that, and that would have been paid for by the taxpayers. And at some point, she knows that the Wisconsin Supreme Court is Republican, and it just would have ginned up more fees. That's what happens when you get a guy doing bad things who is a speaker of a illegitimate gerrymandered legislature with his hand on the money. You know, they didn't put it in as an appropriation because Evers would have vetoed it. But why are taxpayer money out there just a slush fund, a piggy bank, for them to do what they want politically without a veto by Evers? That's wrong. I mean, one reform that I think any conservative should go along with is you shouldn't be able to dip into the piggy bank. You shouldn't have, like, you know, this budget is well over $70 billion for 2 year biennial budget. You know, it's going to be approaching $80 billion, $90 billion, and then more than that. You cannot have the majority party speaker just say, I'm going to dip into it. That has to be reviewed. That has to be reviewed legally, which involves a veto here. And it has to be transparent. And they've just dipped into it for over $1 million. Now they're dipping into it for a fine of $98,000 for violating the open records laws. They're dipping into it. And they're dipping into it and grabbing money out of it. And it's over $1 million now. And they're dipping into it for stupid things. Why should the mayor of Green Bay and Madison go to prison? Well, Boston Gableman say he should go to prison because he didn't agree to secret deposit, or they didn't, I should say, agree to secret depositions in Voss, in Gableman's Brookfield, Wisconsin hideaway with no press allowed. And the mayor of Green Bay and Madison go, well, the statute says the legislature can do it, not Gableman. If they want to appoint Gableman as their spokesperson, fine, as their lawyer. But he has to do it in front of a legislative committee where the TV cameras can come and see what they're up to. For that dispute, you have paid tens of thousands of dollars in legal fees where they're trying to get them to throw the two mayors in jail. That's not right. That really isn't right. And there are three more cases pending like this. You know, I think if there has to be a basic law, and I don't care if it affects Democrats or Republicans, do not let the speaker of the majority party dip into the money. There has to be reviewed. It has to be reviewed by auditors, and it has to be, frankly, subject to veto and that kind of thing. But here, you don't even know how much he's grabbing out. He has too much access. We're going to break. The lines are open. Do not hang up. I see you. You're on the line. I'll get to you right after the break. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.